Ethel, why don't you ask your friend Willie to come over with you tomorrow night?
You really want to meet him?
Well, I've heard so much about him, I want to meet him.
Oh, you'll like him. He sure is a smart kid, no fooling.
I know I like him. You'll bring him over, won't you?
Oh, I don't know. He's not crazy about girls.
Oh, is he a woman hater?
No, he just has more serious things to think about, like building radios and fooling with electricity.
He must be very interesting. How long have you known him?
Oh, going on a couple of months now. He moved across the street from me, I think it was month before last.
Oh, I'm just dying to meet him. I'll bet he's cute and you won't say so.
Oh, for cat's sake, Sally, don't call anyone cute.
Well, I'll bet he is. When are you going to bring him over, Cecil?
Whenever you want me to.
Bring him over now, then. Why don't you go home and bring him back?
You mean tonight?
Yes, I want to see what he looks like. It's early. Do you think he's home?
Yeah, I know he's home. He was going to fix his mother's vacuum cleaner for her.
My, he must be able to do everything.
You bet your life he can. What a pal to have. He's got a car, too.
Better than yours?
Well, he knows how to fix his up. He took the whole transmission loose last week, the whole thing by himself.
Was something wrong with it?
Not a thing. He just wanted to see how it was put together. That's the kind of fellow he is. He finds out things for himself.
What is a transmission, Cecil?
Oh, it's the, you know, under the car, the things that turn the wheels around and all that.
Oh, did he put it back together again?
Yeah, but he had to do it over. He made a little mistake.
You mean he had some parts left over?
No, he put it back wrong. He got the gears twisted and it was all mixed up. It only ran backwards.
It ran backwards?
Yep. His reverse was the only gear that would run forward. All the rest ran in reverse.
Oh, it must be hard to drive a car that way.
But did that faze Willie? Not a bit. Instead of driving around forward in reverse gear, you know what he did?
Took it apart and put the gear thing in right?
Yeah, later, but for a while he drove backward every place, downtown, any place.
He really drove the car with the wrong end?
Yep. He just looked over his shoulder and steered it backwards. He had first, second, and the high gear, and it was a lot faster.
Oh, it must be a lot of fun driving a car the wrong way.
Well, it got kind of hard on his neck, so he took it apart and fixed it right again.
Oh, my goodness, how can one boy be so smart?
That's what I wonder. He'll invent something someday if he isn't careful.
It's early, Cecil. Maybe he'd like to come over to my house a while.
Oh, I don't think so tonight, Sally. I'll ask him if he wants to meet you tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night? Well, why not tonight? I want to meet him now.
But I tell you, he's fixing his mother's vacuum cleaner.
Oh, please go get him, Cecil. Bring him over here, please.
Oh, no, Sally. He wouldn't want to come over. I know he wouldn't. He'd have to get dressed.
Oh, tell him he can come over any way he wants to.
Well, another thing, he's kind of afraid of girls.
Oh, strong and silent, just like an outdoor hero, is he?
Oh, rats. Willie isn't anything like that.
Well, I want to see what he's like. I know I'll just love Willie. Ha! I've never heard of anybody so interesting before.
You just got to meet him tonight, huh?
Yes, I want to meet him tonight. You'll go get him.
Well, I don't have to go get him. He's got a car.
Oh, the car that goes backwards?
Well, he fixed that. That was last month.
Well, phone him up and tell him to come over now, Cecil. Tell him that you have a surprise for him. Anything.
Okay, I'll phone him up, but I don't think he'll come over.
Well, Cecil, wait. When you talk to him, say that you want him to come over to help you fix your car. That it's out in front and it won't work. Any excuse.
Well, that's the only thing he would come over for. He loves anything that's broken.
Oh, phone him and just make him come over tonight. I'll cook some fudge.
Fudge. That'll be a big thrill for Willie.
Well, go ahead and phone him and see what he says. Don't take no, Cecil.
All right, I'll see what I can do. It'll only take him about 10 minutes to get over here if he can.
Here's the telephone. Do you know his number?
Yeah, I know it, thanks. Westview 9001. This is a nutty thing to do.
No, it isn't, Cecil. I'm just curious to know him. You've read so much about
him. Wait a minute. Hello, Willie? Oh, hello, kid. I thought it was your dad at first.
Has he got a father?
Do you think he was hatched? Hey, Willie, I'm over at Sally's house. Sally. Sally Smith. You know, I showed you her picture.
I thought you told him all about me, Cecil.
Oh, you remember the girl I go around with. Where I go nearly every night. Yeah, over at her house. Well, I'm there now.
You said that once, Cecil.
Yeah, and hey, she says she's dying to meet you.
Cecil, don't tell him that.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's the matter, Sally?
Oh, don't tell him that.
Hey, Willie, Sally doesn't want you to know that, so forget it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Ask him if he can come over.
Sally wants to know if you can come over.
Don't tell him that I want him, Cecil.
Hey, wait a minute. Say, Sally, I can't talk to everybody.
See if he can come over, Cecil,
Willie,
that's all.
Did you finish fixing the vacuum cleaner? Oh, you did? Well, what are you doing now? What? Fixing the bathtub? What are you fixing about it? Oh, you're building a tray to put across it so he can eat while you're taking a bath? Hey, that's a swell idea. Yeah, Willie.
Cecil, ask him if he can come over to my house tonight.
Say, you want to come over here and meet Sally Smith? Yeah. Well, she wants to meet you.
Cecil, no, no, don't say that.
Hey, wait a minute. She says she doesn't.
No, Cecil, I do too.
Hey, make up your mind. She does know what she wants. Yeah, she's right here telling me what to say.
Cecil, if you say another word, I'll never speak to you again.
Well, Willie, why don't you come on over, huh? Oh, Sally said you could come over no matter how you're dressed. Well, wait a minute.
What is it, Cecil?
He isn't dressed. He was in the tub to see how this tray would fit across it.
Well, tell him to get dressed and come on over.
Well, listen, Willie, Sally said for me to not to take no. So get your clothes back on and let the bathtub go. Why don't you?
Oh, goodness, Cecil, please be careful what you say.
Oh, yeah, I want you to come over. I'm supposed to tell you that my car won't start and Sally's radio is busted or anything, so she'll come over. She won't like it. Ouch! All right, Sally Smith, don't you kick me again.
I'll get even with you, Cecil Shortridge.
Hello, Willie. No, I hurt my ankle. Yeah. Well, what do you say? You don't want to? He doesn't want to.
I'll fix you for embarrassing me, Cecil.
Hello, Willie. Oh, I don't know what to do. Sally's sore because I told you she was dying to meet. Ouch!
Don't you dare say that again.
Wait a minute, Willie. I'll get my ankles under the table where they can't get kicked. All right, now. Why don't you come on over? Oh, you don't want to? Well, you won't miss much.
Ouch! Oh, my toe.
Hit the chair, didn't you? Hello, Willie. Oh, I'm having a little private fight here. Oh, I don't know. It wasn't my idea. She couldn't wait until tomorrow to meet you. She wanted me to get you to tonight.
I did not!
That was the radio. Well, if you won't come over, what about tomorrow night? Oh, you will come over with me? All right, I'll tell her and make her happy. Okay. All right, so long, kid. Yeah. Goodbye. Hey, listen, Sally, what's the matter? Can't you make up your mind?
You've disgraced me. I'm humiliated.
You'll be more than that if you kick my ankles again.
The idea of you telling him I wanted to meet him, that I couldn't wait, that I was just dying to see what he looked like. Oh.
Well, you did say that, didn't you?
No, I... Well, even if I did, do you have to tell him?
Oh, I give up. I did my best.
Sometimes I hate you.
That's the reward I get. That's the thanks.
Did I hurt you?
No, I'm tougher than you think I am.
What did Willie say?
He can't get away tonight. You'll come over with me tomorrow night, though.
Oh, really? Are you going to bring him over with you? The great Willie?
Yeah, if you want me to. If you haven't changed your mind again.
Why, of course I want you to. My goodness. Oh, Cecil, I didn't mean to kick you in the shins. My foot just slipped. I'm sorry, but I'm glad I can meet the famous Willie that you think is such a hero tomorrow night. Oh, I'll be so excited.